Hello and welcome to SEN 149.5. Just because we don't want to pop the big 150 yet, we're watch. It's gonna be like next year. We're gonna have like 0.104.
We're edging the episodes. We're not gonna bust it.
Damn it!
It's also been a while since you guys have heard from us. So we're gonna try to catch up on some stuff that happened. Of course, myself, Ryan, and Dre are on tonight.
The ethnic crew, as we like to call it.
Real ethnic. Smash that like.
That's that.
We're going to start off with, since we are the ethnic group, white people Columbusing foe.
Oh, God. So, for those don't know, there was a video that came out, and it was, God, what's the name of the website?
It's Good Eats or something?
Delish, whatever. It's a restaurant. It's a food website, and they had this chef in Philadelphia going, "Hey, you're eating pho wrong. First of all, you don't add hoisin sauce or sriracha to the broth. His broth was like chicken based too. I'm like, that's not barely even.
That's not right.
Yeah. And I was like, and then he was basically telling people like, "Hey, you've been eating pho wrong," which to everyone in the all like the Asians, angry Asian man did the blogger posted about it. Everyone's like, "Hey, guess what? I've been Vietnamese all my life, and I guess I'm eating pho wrong." And it's the way that he's basically saying, treating pho like this, like you need to do enjoy it in a specific way. Pho is like the epitome of comfort food. You do whatever you want with it. You get there, you get comfortable, and buckle your belt and eat some pho.
I kind of imagine you like going to like a pho restaurant and having like, you know, it being served by Vietnamese people and having some guy come up and saying, "Hey, that's not how you
right?
eat it. Sorry."
Like, shut up. And then it goes, "Pho is a new ramen," and I'm like, "Hold, wait, what?
Shut the fuck up."
It's two different things. Sometimes I want ramen. Sometimes I want pho. It's not the same thing.
It's like saying all Asians are Asian. Like, you are the same Asian. You know, they're Chinese.
Yeah. It's like,
you know, pho's new ramen. Here's this Chinese ninja to explain.
Chinese, but it's terrible. How I eat pho is, first of all, I get the pho. He said one thing right though. You always should taste the broth first, because you don't know if, you know, the broth will be a little strong for you. Do you want to add to it? Do you want a little bit more citrus? So he said one good thing, which is taste the broth. So I taste the broth. I usually add the lime on it because I like mine's a little bit more citrusy, and a little bit of sriracha and a bunch of hoisin sauce. And then what I do is I take, you know, the little soup spoon, and I put a little bit of sriracha and a little bit of hoisin on there. Just on the soup spoon, and what I do is I take some of the beef, dip it in there, eat the beef, and then sip the soup, and then put the noodles in my mouth. It's great.
I mean, we're not saying you have to eat it Ryan's way, but if you want to take some suggestions from it,
that's my way, because I just like my meat to be coated in like that sriracha. It's so good.
You know how I eat it? I throw it in the trash because I don't eat pho.
God damn it!
Shut up!
Get the fuck out of here!
No, I'm not a big fan of like soups.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So I mean, I just really don't eat it much. And the good thing is my wife, she's Vietnamese, and she's kind of like, I've eaten pho for like the last 20, 30 years of my life, so I don't eat anymore.
I want to hear a funny story. When I first met my now wife's parents, first time, it was like Christmas time. And we only been dating for a few months now. And they're like, you gotta meet my parents. And they always have Christmas pho in Hong Kong 4. I was like, all right, cool. She picks me up from my house, and then we go and meet her parents. I was so nervous. And they had those shitty plastic chopsticks where you can't grab shit.
Oh,
hate those shit. And then I was like, so I was just so nervous, could not grab any pho. So I was just there like sipping the soup, did not eat a thing. I was at the end of the whole thing. They're like, "Okay, cool. I'll see you later." I was like so hungry. I ate Burger King, and I fucking hate Burger King.
I almost tried a Whopperito today.
Oh God, no!
Dude.
I was so close to doing it.
R.I.P. You. Well, don't do, because when you had that Cheeto thing, you almost died.
Yeah. Well, I was just gonna do it just to try it.
chicken strips that Burger King is doing with a Cheeto.
God damn.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, like, not hot Cheetos, but just, like, Cheeto cheese. So, like, I guess, like, they crumble it or something, and they, like, bread the chicken strips with it now.
No.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Cheeto chicken fries.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because they bought a surplus of Cheetos, and now they're,
yeah,
like,
they have, like, Cheeto
the
dust.
Fuck do we have to do?
They're, like, fuck, yeah, man.
The mac and Cheetos did not do well.
These cheese dusted chicken sticks cost $2.89 for a 9-piece order, as chicken in the inside dangerously cheesy on the outside. Burger King, you are being so irresponsible right now.
Or maybe, like, they hire someone that gets really high all the time.
No, that's Jack in the Box.
Yeah, Jack in the Box is, those munchie meals are perfect high foods. They're like, here's some chicken nuggets and cheese and fries and just mashed together. Great. Freaking, oh.
Or like, here's like a breakfast sandwich mixed in with their jalapeno.
Yeah. I was like, here's two grilled cheese with like a chicken in the middle. That's great, but not Cheeto chicken fries.
I still want to try them.
Okay, try them. Try
them. Did you try the mac
back.
And Cheetos?
I never got to try it. I said I was going to try it, but I just never.
I'm telling you, that Cheeto dust is not fry good, and it's.
Did you?
Yeah, that's.
When you ate the black burger, Drea, did your poop turn, like, green?
No.
Okay.
It didn't. I thought it was gonna, but it didn't.
Girls don't poop. That's right. That's right. Girls,
yeah.
Also, Disney put up a healthy gumbo recipe that included...
What makes it healthy?
Because it has kale and quinoa.
Quinoa.
If you put kale in anything, it's immediately
healthy. It makes it healthy instantly.
Yeah, it's superfood. Yeah. You just put kale in it.
Like, if you blend your heroin with kale, it's okay.
Yeah, or
yeah,
if
you get
like
some fiber.
Your cocaine with a little bit of kale on it, it's healthy.
Oh,
yeah. There are people like that are like, yeah, don't worry, I'm eating healthy. I put some lettuce on it, you know?
I
went to HEB, and since I've switched to this, like, healthy diet now, you kind of sense people that want to eat the same way as you do when you're shopping. Mm-hmm. And there were some people that was like, okay, this is cool. I just heard, I'm too lazy to cook chicken breast. So they got the canned chicken breast.
It's like 8 million percent sodium.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's not that hard to cook chicken breast.
Bake that shit, man. You know, if it's so hard, bake it.
I didn't know that was a thing, though. Canned chicken breast?
It's gross.
Have you ever seen those canned whole chickens?
I've seen them. Not outside of a can. I've seen the can.
No, I've never have. I'm scared to.
Just imagine freaking opening it and just like shaking the can and just like this like malformed
plastic chicken comes out.
Yes, malformed chicken. just like sitting there all white and covered
in
goo.
He's like staring at you.
Yeah.
And it's like goo. Like you know how you do the cranberry sauce and you shake it and it makes those fart noises.
Gross.
The chicken does the same thing.
Gross.
Like, it'd be funny if they put one of those things and that they have in those squeeze chickens. Those noisemakers, yeah. So when you squeeze it out,
I would actually buy that. God, so nice.
Anyway, so about the gumbo, yeah. Disney posted up a recipe for a healthy gumbo based on The Princess and the Frog, which is based in New Orleans, and then Louisiana was like, basically, fuck you, Disney. This is not, you don't mess with our recipes and try to make them healthy.
I was going to say, I didn't have a problem with that, but like a while ago when some New Yorkers were like, we're going to go put peas in our guacamole. I was like, fuck you. Take those peas out of the guacamole, you dumb shits. So okay.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing as the, it's in the same sense as the pho being changed, because you don't mess with someone's, you know, regional.
Yeah. Well, I mean, recipes. You can make a sort of like your iteration of the food, but not like, unlike that chef, don't shove it people's down your throat and tell everyone they've been eating it wrong. I don't think Disney said Louisiana's been eating gumbo wrong. It's just that they're like, hey.
Well, they're saying that they're not healthy.
That's true. They implied that. They implied that, like, hey, the gumbo you've been eating is a piece of shit. Here's some quinoa and kale. Yeah. Take that okra. Okra, man. I fucking love okra. Yeah. Some sausage.
Then,
oh God, that one's some gumbo.
So, in another case of misinterpretations, Our beloved Pepe is being used by the alt-right and white supremacists.
Okay, you go ahead and explain. I've been talking a lot this episode. You go ahead and explain it.
Yeah, Dre, explain it.
Me? I just found out about it, and that's not Pepe.
It is not.
That is not the Pepe I know.
So
it's looking straight ahead, not down to the right.
It's like the Pepe meme.
The Pepe meme has different iterations. And, I mean, they turn them into different things. I think I have one that's like, what was that guy's name? The statue that they made that was the perfect human to survive a car crash.
What's his name from the British? I forgot his name.
Godfrey Gilbert, something like that.
Yeah. God, that was a rare Pepe.
But they turned them into things like that. And so one of them that they did was they turned them into Donald Trump. And then they had like this, instead of the Expendables, is the Deplorables. And it had, you know, some of the most hated.
Alex Jones, Milos Yiannopoulos.
I think Putin was in there too.
And right behind Trump, who's in the middle, who is supposed to be Sylvester Stallone, is that fake Pepe.
And then HillaryClinton.com decided to rile up the people and be like, hey, look, this is white supremacy.
Yeah, they said that Pepe is a white supremacist. It's been used as a meme and it's been co-opted by the alt-right. And I literally was reading that last night and I'm like, this can't be real. Then I looked up to my my address bar and I'm like, this is HillaryClinton.com. and then I even clicked on Hillary the logo. I'm like, I am on Hillary Clinton's site. This is not a joke site. I was like, everything about this election is just so fucking weird.
Hillary is gonna bring back the good memes. She's gonna weed out the bad memes.
God damn. I know.
This is so ridiculous, though.
Did you see the post-fanographic books made?
Yeah.
Where it was
it was like that Calvin peeing?
Yeah, it was a Calvin peeing, but it was a paper. It was actually made by the artist that made, I think it's called The Boys Club.
Okay.
Which is where Pepe came from.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that he drew a lot of those frogs, and then Pepe was.
Oh no! It was a character.
Character.
In one of the graphic novels, it was a group of animals that were all anthropomorphic. There's a tiger, and there was him and stuff, and someone got a panel of him being sad, and it took off for some reason.
Oh man.
So, but yeah, no, you know, they said, hey, let's make Pepe great again.
Yeah. So the thing about Pepe, he's a. He does stand for the neck beardy kind of the things that they joke about, like the
4chan,
4chan memes. And he's a very, very, you can use Pepe in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, and then people were like, hey, we got co-opted by the alt-right. No, they didn't. They kind of made a joke about it. It didn't get co-opted. You know, he's a very versatile meme. It's a very versatile meme.
Which, if you need to, you can find out more at our next meme panel that we do at another convention.
All right, just don't take it seriously like that one girl.
Oh, we're really serious about memes.
Serious about memes is our next panel.
You know, it's funny though how HillaryClinton.com was so alarmed at that specific image, because speaking of 4chan, if they go into the political board, they would just be terrified.
Oh yeah.
Why are they worried about the memes that she has been perpetrated in? Man, dude.
That's where the youth is.
The youth love memes.
Yeah, that's where the youth is. So, moving along. Hey, Brian, how's your phone now?
My phone is finally fucking fixed. I had to put it plugged it into my Mac, and I had to downgrade it to 9. And then upgraded. Yeah. So for y'all don't know, so iOS 10 rolled out today because they're anticipating the new phone. The new phone's coming out tomorrow on Friday, and the Apple Watch also. Mm-hmm. So a few days before the new phones come out, Apple releases a new update, the new iOS for it. So iOS 10 came out. I was like, oh shit, I can make fireworks on my iMessage, and I can draw dicks. Who's been drawing dicks on my iPhone? But and then when I updated it, it bricks my it 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 bricked my iPhone. It did not only brick my iPhone, it bricked my coworkers, my boss, three other people on my in my team. They were like, what the fuck? Because we all had 6S and 6S pluses. And we're like, fuck. So first of all, I thought it was like, hey, it needs to be plugged into iTunes. I don't live too far from work. Went home, grabbed my Mac, and plugged it in. Apparently, the issue was an update totally messes up your phone, and I had to downgrade my phone to 9.5 so I can make my phone usable.
You know that's a conspiracy, right?
How is that a conspiracy?
Because they're trying to make you update your phone so you can like immediately think it's like tanked so you can buy the new one.
That's true. But you can't buy the new one because if you try to pre-order it, it's like you won't get until like October, mid October.
But you know. I don't know. I hate iPhones. I can't with them.
Why not? Why do you hate? I mean, I've had an iPhone since 2007.
I feel like, to me, iPhones, like, I mean, I know they're like super, they're super simple and really basic to use, but
yes, I'm simple and
basic. I don't like that. I don't like the fact that they're literally like toys.
Adults. I don't like to think too much about my phone. I have it. It's fine. It works. I can do what I need to for it. And I've had an iPhone since the first iPhone. And every time I got a new iPhone, I would update it from the backup. So it feels like I had a one continuous phone for almost 10 years.
Yeah, and why do you keep buying new ones?
I buy one every other year. I don't buy the newest one.
Exactly. It's exactly the same shit, just upgraded into a new OS.
I buy it when my phone usually starts to break. My 4S started to break, so I got a 5S.
Because
my 5S
it's was a conspiracy break. Theory.
Oh, so it's a Sony theory. The other knew that they had a conspiracy theory where the VHS head or the gears is set to break at a certain time, so you'd buy a new Sony product.
Yeah,
that's a deal.
I think with as connected as we are now, that's a more plausible situation.
Yeah,
especially since iPhone sales are decreasing finally.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that they've been decreasing. I just don't want to change. I just want to take my phone. I've spent God knows how much on apps. I don't really want to get an Android thing. I just don't want to deal with it.
So are you still going to buy the new iPhone even though it has no jack?
No, I'm not getting... I'm getting the 7S once my AT&T Nex updates. And that's like in like 18 months. And it has a jack, but it's...
It's got a dongle for the jack.
That's a dongle for the jack. And I think that's the dumbest thing. And... To be honest with you, not just the iPhone, but every smartphone jack is really, at lack of a better word, jacked up. They're not the best. If you're gonna talk to anyone who's like into music, that's like one of the cheapest parts. Then again, I love my headphones. I love plugging my headphones in. My favorite headphones, you just plug it in. I don't like, the only thing at the time I use Bluetooth is when I go running or exercising. Just so I don't have the wires, but I like the cords. I like the feeling of the headphones. I'm kind of bummed about it. And yeah, I have that dongle, but it means I can't charge my phone and listen to music like I do when I go to sleep.
That sucks.
Nah, it's lame.
I mean, overall, it is kind of a pain in the ass, no matter how you put it.
Yeah, it's there, and like the cameras look great. I mean, this is the first time they spent like fucking 20 minutes on the camera, but I'm like, that's cool.
Of course, because you've had like $1,000 cameras and stuff.
Like, everyone's all like talking, like the cameras are really cool, and I'm like, when I Instagram, I use my camera, Wi-Fi it, and then I like take a picture, and I'd be like hashtag no filter, and then people are like, no, you used a camera. I'm like, no, I didn't.
Now, really quick, we went to do a photo shoot for as a unannounced project.
Yeah.
And we went to a very popular place, and a lot of people were taking out their pictures and you know, photographing their subjects in front with phones.
Yes.
And then you brought in all your like your huge gear.
Yes.
Do you get some kind of like a sense of being like a camera snob?
Yeah and no. So smartphone cameras, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not gonna be like nothing can replace the camera. They're getting better and better. So if you notice the cameras that I choose to get, which is for those who know, are the Fuji cameras. They are modeled after older cameras because of all the knobs. I like that tactile feeling. And yeah, nothing will ever beat a camera because you don't have the depth of field. You don't have the lenses on it. What you do have is simplicity and connectivity. And I mean, if I'm not a huge photographer and I didn't really care for lenses and all this stuff, camera phone will work fine for me. It'll do the job, but I demand a little bit more, so I rather have a camera.
It's because you're spoiled. So yes,
you do have a photo. You are a photo snob.
Yeah. I know. I like the depth of field. I like control. I like the manual control. I have an app that manually controls my phone.
You like twisting them knobs?
Yeah, instead of the knobs, I have to do dials and shit. It's not that great.
You like twisting them?
Yeah, I like twisting the knobs like nipples.
Fine.
So, also another product announcement that happened.
Hey, before that, did you remember what I called the little thing on my camera? So my camera has a focus point, and then you have a little joystick to move the focus point. Did you hear what I told you what that was? I called it my camera clip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The camera clip.
Yes. I was like, just move the clip around and put the square on my face, and then you can focus and take a picture.
another product announcement that happened was PlayStation is announcing their PS4 Pro.
PS Pro.
So here's the thing. Consoles are moving into a not modular, but annual update.
Iterative update, I guess.
Yeah, like phones. Mm-hmm. So every year you're going to get a new Xbox or a new PS4 or whatever they decide to call it. Yeah. And it's starting with, I guess you could say starting with the Xbox S.
The One S, which it looks beautiful. I've seen it.
It does.
It's great.
It's so small, yeah, too, compared to the...
So the giant thing that's sitting on my shelf.
And also it's the PS4 Pro is coming out.
That doesn't look different. Well, it looks so different, but it's like curved.
They're saying it looks like two stacked together.
Yeah.
But the PS4 Pro is coming out with 4K gaming,
mm-hmm.
Or upscaled 4K gaming, and it's also coming with HDR, which the old PS4s with an update can do HDR.
Yeah, the HDR, and then and then of course PC's been doing that for years.
And then 4K Blu-ray. Abilities, or no, actually, no, you can't play 4K.
It will upraise it to 4K, but not 4K.
But not natively.
Not native 4K, and which is, I'm like, that's one thing that you could have added to made it worth it. Why did you add that shit?
And so it's $400 for one of those. I have a PC, like I game on PC. Yeah. I've got a really nice graphics card in there now, and you know what to back it up with. I don't feel like upgrading to something like
that. For both X1 1S and I don't know anything about the Scorpio. We'll probably learn Scorpio about next E3. But for both Xbox One S and PS4 Pro, you don't really get, aside from like all those like little like bumps in like processing, unless you have a 60-inch 4K TV, and if you do, please donate to our Patreon. I'm kidding, we don't have a Patreon. But you need that to actually see a difference. Like right now, and you'd be like,
now wait, going back to that, to get like a really nice ultra 4K TV, mm-hmm. that's an extra like $1,800 and up.
Yeah, so if you can afford that, you don't care about the PS. You'd probably be like, I want the best PlayStation, and like, here's a PS Pro. Whatever. But if you're normal folks like us, if you want PlayStation and Xbox, if you think about the Pro, get the regular PlayStation. And if you're like, hey, the Xbox One is too big, it's 1S, it's fine.
God, I feel bad for the parents of, you know, kids that are out today with all these video games. They're like, but mom, I need the PS4
You don't
Pro.
need it. It's literally,
Mom, I have to have it.
it's literally the same thing, except it's, I actually
And
like the
then,
shape of the PS4 better. The original PS4, the angular shape, I love it. I love the look of it.
no, and then you have those kids that, make a little lie. Like, Mom, my games are not going to work anymore unless I have the PS4 Pro.
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh,
Okay, when I have kids and they're like, Dad, the PS5 X Pro, blah blah blah. I'm like, no, it's the same thing. Shut up and sit. Eat. So she eat your gruel, kid. I'm gonna feed kids gruel.
But it was really funny. Microsoft, they didn't even allow the announcement to finish, and they're already tweeting out that the Xbox One S does whatever the PS4 Pro is like claiming. And I think the Xbox One S is $300 versus the
$399.
$400.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And there was an immediate spike in Xbox One S sales
So,
after the.
do you think that of course we all know PS4 is winning this console generation. With this iteration, do you think Xbox will kind of close the gap?
With what was shown at E3,
Okay.
yes. But I mean, I still don't kind of care because, like I said, I've got all three systems plus a PC.
Yeah, I'm not gonna, unless one of them breaks, let's say my PS4 breaks. You know what I'm gonna get? A PS4. Probably
Yeah,
from a pawn
because it's
shop.
going to be cheaper.
Yes, I'm probably gonna get a take, open it up, put my hard drive in there, it's mine.
Not only that, but like with Xbox, I really don't care anymore because all the games that they have, I can play on my computer now.
Exactly, yeah, with the Windows 10 thing.
With the Windows 10 and grid integrity, in that whatever.
Yeah, so please, this holiday season is gonna be stupid.
Don't be
Don't be
stupid.
stupid. If you want a new
Invite.
console, get the one that came out 3 years ago. It's the same damn thing. And if you can afford a 60-inch 4K TV, buy those, because you can afford a 60-inch 4K TV. You can probably afford $500 for another console. So go at it.
I mean, if you can afford that, I recommend getting your own PC
Yeah,
instead.
get a PC. Just yeah. And then give the money to us too. I mean, let them go through.
Actually, Jen
PayPal.
and I went to we went to go look at TVs just because there was a huge sale on TVs, and we're like, hey, let's check it out. I saw the OLED 4K
Oh
TVs.
damn, OLEDs are nice.
Oh my God, they were. And then I saw how much like a 55 inches, 7 grand.
Oh man. Damn.
Like I. We're looking to get a house in the future, and I'm
Yeah.
like, how? That's like not almost a down payment for a house. I don't want to say almost a down payment, but it's partially a
Seven
down
grand,
payment
yeah.
for a house.
No. Those 7 grand is not a laughing, not you don't laugh at that money. That's a chunk of money you could put in your house money.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't get tricked into it, and
Yeah. If
don't.
you don't want to build a PC just because you just want something, you would just put a disc in and work, get an older console. Get the first iteration. It's fine. It's fine.
Or get an NES Classic.
Oh yeah, the NES Classic. If you can get your hands on it, I bet it's gonna be like, hey, we only made 10 of these. Fucking Nintendo.
I can already see the scalpers going right after those
Yeah,
too.
exactly.
So, a couple of weeks ago, we asked people to send us over a couple of questions because we wanted to answer them on the show. We're supposed to do it for 150. We've kept you guys waiting. We had a couple of responses,
You can still
and.
enter your questions if you want, so don't stop entering your questions.
Yeah, because we've got some great questions this time.
Word.
And it's funny, I asked them to let us know who they were directed to. That didn't happen,
Oh
but whatever.
well. Oh. Okay.
I mean, some of them
Well,
kind of
the
did.
Russian one can't be for any two of us, Jesus, probably.
Hold on. We're gonna go ahead and start this. Why do people come back from baby changing stations with the same baby?
I've always wondered that.
I love that. That's so funny. I don't know. Maybe they had second thoughts and they're like, hey, the baby that I had just great.
Maybe
And
it's not that bad, it ain't that bad.
when you put it on the table, maybe you get this sort of, revelation that this is your kid
Yeah.
and you don't want to
The
change him anymore.
grass ain't always greener on the other side.
Yeah, they give you Like, if you're a white person, they show you a minority baby, and then you're like, no, I'm going to keep my white baby.
Well, yeah, the baby's not going to grow up with your privilege.
Here, thank you for asking that question. I will give you a better activity to do instead of wondering about that. Go in and cover the sea with a piece of tape so it could be a baby hanging station. All right, on to the next question. I feel bad for this person now. Does a 5-second rule apply to soup? Please hurry.
No, it depends on where it falls. If it falls into another bowl.
Okay, great. No, I will be impressed if you could pick up the whole soup in that amount of time, first of all.
Just lick the floor.
Oh, gross.
Use a straw.
Yeah. I would do that to the Philadelphia chef. I'd be like, slap that fake ass fall out of your head and I'll lick it, bitch. And then once it's on his hands and knees, I'll pour hoisin sauce and sriracha all over him. It'd be great.
So what's the consensus? Does it apply? Yes.
Yes.
If you can do it, then yes. I would be very impressed, like Drea said. I would be very impressed if you can grab the soup in less than 5 seconds.
If you can if this person can show me that they can do that, I will go on a date with them just to see them
Holy
do that.
Holy shit!
Oh damn! Okay, David Drea, and then you gotta drop that soup, and by that's not a euphemism. You actually need to drop it. Drea, say you do go out on a date. What kind of soup do you want this person to drop?
I want it to be, the alphabet soup.
Oh, man.
And they could spell what they want to do
so
to
they
you.
Can spell failure with it.
All right. Gotcha.
That's what they want to do to you is just fail. Oh, man. So all of us, our consensus is, yes, it does apply. What if it falls, on a towel? Can you just suck the towel?
Well, no. Then if you go to the towel, you grab the towel. It's already past 5 seconds. So,
yeah.
No. I'm saying, what if it falls in your pants?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Could you just take off your pants and suck the soup out of the pants?
I thought
it's gonna take more time of you doing that.
Yeah, unless you have tearaway.
I'm just saying, if you're really fast, yeah.
It's
if you
just
have tearaway,
too time consuming. Fabric, the process of fabric soaking anything up is just time consuming. And then you taking your pants off, it's time consuming too.
No, what if you tear your pants off?
It's not going to work out.
Pants. All right, so it does apply, but only on the floor. And soup person, if you want to date with Drea, you have to prove it to us that you can do. You can drop a soup and drink it in 5 seconds.
And if you fail, Drea's going to point at you and go, no soup for you, and then kick you in the face.
Oh, God. Fuck.
What? What?
I'm laughing. Hold on.
What? Let it out. Let's go. Let's hear it.
I have a feeling this was the same person asking the stupidest questions ever.
Okay.
If 1 in 5 kids faces hunger, why don't we just turn every 5th kid around?
What? What? I don't even... What?
All right, you want me to read it again?
Yeah, it hurts my brain.
Okay. If 1 in 5 kids faces hunger, why don't we just turn every 5th kid around?
Okay. I don't know. Drea, do you have anything?
And so we had a little snafu, but we've got Drea back in, and she hasn't heard the question.
She dropped some soup.
Yee.
Yeah. Did you put it all in your mouth?
No, I didn't. I couldn't pick it up in time.
Yeah, pick it up.
God damn it, Rand.
Okay, it was an embarrassing story. Drea dropped a soup, and then she banged her head on the table, and then she banged the head on the table. She fell back, pulled her computer off, and disconnected her internet.
Then she actually died. But we
I actually died, so this is the ghost of me.
Ghost. Yeah, so now we have a ghost on the show.
This is the ghost of me. That sounds like a freaking My Chemical
Romance. Emo band.
Yeah, ghost of me.
Ghost of the show. No, ghost of me. Ghost of you. Ghost of you is the song by My Chemical Romance, I think.
Oh, for real? Okay. That was close.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, I said emo. So. It's It's like something you would see in a Hot Topic, like band section area, like the t-shirt section. So anyways, the question is, if one in five kids faces hunger, why don't we just turn every fifth kid around?
God damn it. Why?
I mean, mathematically speaking, you have a one in five odds that the fifth kid might be the one facing hunger. Why don't we just look at the kids and see who is facing hunger and then turn them around?
Or just... What's the other side of hunger? Just a buffet?
Yeah.
Okay.
A golden corral.
But, oh, that's... I'd rather
that's
face
the
hunger.
Worst.
I'd rather face hunger.
Yeah,
me too. Did you see who they have advertising Golden Corral now?
No.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, gross. They kind of go be a and, redneck, you know.
If you go to Golden Corral. God, I think this next question is aimed at me.
Okay.
If Jesus died for our sins, then who died for our cause and tans?
Harambe.
Oh, I mean, if they're talking about me, I haven't died yet.
How do we know you didn't resurrect in the third day?
I mean, that's true. And then you're dead, so you'll be resurrecting. So you died for our cause. And then
I did not die for your sins.
I did. And then Ryan, you're going to die for everybody's tans.
God damn it.
Because tan sounds like an Asian name.
God damn it. Let's go tan tan, you guys.
God damn it.
Sprang rolls.
Hey, what did you die for? Or
me?
No, Drea.
Why? For soup.
For soup.
For soup. 5 seconds soup.
5 seconds soup.
This next one, I know exactly who wrote it. Fuck you, Ryan. We're not gonna go through that one. All right. The question is: have you ever had a dream that you had that you want him to do so much that
do
you could do
anything? Yes.
Damn it.
Love so that
we
kid.
Don't have to answer that one. This one, we got a Russian asking us questions.
I don't even know how to say yes in Russian. It's yeah.
Here, I'm gonna go straight to Google Translate because I have no idea.
It's in Cyrillic?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
How to do this? Let's see. Enter text. Paste.
What is okay. it? What is it?
This was dedicated to someone on the show.
Who? Okay.
How to meet this man, Drea. It sounds great.
God damn it.
It sounds great. It sounds great. Cheeky breaky.
It sounds great.
So how to meet this man, Drea. It sounds great.
I'm probably sure that's probably got jacked up in translation. I don't know what the context is, great? But okay. It's great.
Great.
Here, let me see if I could find something better.
Try Bing. Bing translator is better.
Okay. I don't even know how to fucking use Bing.
How do you Bing?
How do you Bing?
You call Bing, is it hotline Bing?
Alright, create Bing translator. Paste.
Mm-hmm.
How to meet with this person, Drea. It sounds cool.
What?
This person probably wants to meet you, and they probably thinks it's cool to meet you.
Yeah, but it doesn't even make any sense.
Oh, they sent another one. Let me translate it. I am a half Japanese Russian model. Please let us meet.
Let us meet.
Let us meet.
Murakami. It's happening.
Murakami. Yeah, his name is Hajime Petrikov. That's what I'm naming his
Wait,
ass.
What?
That's what I'm naming him. Hajime Petrikov. Sergei Shinomura or some shit.
I'm okay with it, Shinomura.
All right.
So I'm trying to find out God damn it. We've got another.
Well, anyway, Shinomura, send dick pics and then I'll figure out if I want to meet you.
What could be a Murakami dick pic? It'd be a picture of a spaghetti or something.
Spaghetti?
It's the spaghetti you cook while listening to fucking
it's a
like.
Limp noodle.
Limp noodle. And then you laugh and he sits in a well for like 18 days. Hashtag Murakami.
Oh, man.
All right, what's the next question? Next pregunta.
I'm trying to find what this is.
Why?
We've got a question in binary.
Okay, then.
Let me see. Send it over.
Here, I'm going to send it over.
All right, binary.
What if it triggers like a code and like suddenly Ryan actually wakes up from his coma?
Ooh. Oh, shit. That'd be cool.
What if this is Ryan trying to communicate with Ryan?
And then you know what? And then the doctor walks in and he goes, "Hello, you've been in a coma. My name is Dr. Sergei Shinomura." And I'll be like, "You gotta be shitting me," and I pass out to another coma.
All I'm getting is 70656E64656A6.
Send it over. I think that's hex code.
Yeah, it is.
Put in a hex translator. This guy has put two layers of encryption. Not really encryption, but whatever.
Oh man, what? This is great.
What?
Anyways, talk amongst yourselves while I get this going.
Okay.
La la la. Hi. So,
hi, Andrea.
Hi. So, how do you think, like, this Russian Japanese person looks like?
Yes. He's tall. He's a long boy.
He's a long boy.
He's a long boy with cheekbones. What?
No, no, keep going.
His cheekbones. He likes to dress in black. I don't know. I was describing your perfect man.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
It's all tattered. What?
God damn it. It's not even a question.
What?
It just says pendejo.
You went through all of that. You translated from binary to hex. And it just says pendejo. God damn it.
Who the fuck did this, though?
I don't know. I love these people. These are great questions.
God
damn it.
This was amazing. We need to do this like every couple of months.
Yes.
And the last question is, man, I have no answer for you. None of us have an answer for you, and we all agree and ask this. Jesus, why will you not end my pain?
I know exactly who asked that question as well.
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
Is it a mutual friend of ours that we hung out with last weekend? No.
No, it's okay. Not. It's a friend of mine.
Not her.
God damn it, Daniel.
Damn, Daniel!
Damn, Daniel! Here
he wants to end his pain. His
questions again in the eternal pain.
You know what was end his? You know, be hilarious how he would die is he get hit by a bunch of white vans. Oh. Just like white Astro vans. Like damn, and then he gets hit by like three vans because he'll be like, oh, back at it again with those vans.
They back up. Now here's the thing. What if we took it the other way and said, Jesus, why will you not end my pain? Just turn off the podcast.
Just turn off the podcast, man. I don't believe in cyberbullying. You just turn off the computer.
Please disconnect your computer immediately.
No, keep listening to us because we enjoy it. We get off on seeing those numbers rise on our listens.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, seriously.
Like, except for now, because we're 194, we're 149.5, we're still edging.
Oh man, so thank you for sending in those questions. We'll be sure to do like a lot more interactions.
Send more questions.
Yeah, that form is open. We'll just throw it out every once in a while. What is this? Hold on. Oh, never mind. That was something else. But we'll be back with the actual 150 show as soon as possible. One of the reasons we decided to wait is because Sean is out in California doing some convention stuff.
He's busting some caps in the east side.
And then I know Rex is busy. Today's his girlfriend's birthday. Happy birthday, Rhea, or whatever. I don't want to say or whatever, but happy birthday, Rhea.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And yeah. So 150 will be coming up soon. We have some guests that we want to line up and everything for it. And I think we're going to leave you guys with a RoboRob song, because remember, on September 30th at Red Light in downtown, right on the Main Street line, there is a place called Red Line, or Red Light, excuse me. We'll be having Richie Branson come back with DJ RoboRob, MC Omi. Man, I don't know if you guys heard, but RoboRob's wife actually does some nerdcore rapping too.
Yeah, I'm listening to some of her stuff. Starby is pretty awesome.
Yeah, she's going to be doing some surprise spots. Not a surprise anymore because I said something.
Oh, damn.
But Johnny Hackenslash and Josh Crow will also be playing tonight. It's going to be an amazing night of fun. For those of you that like craft beer, I know Red Light has some good stuff. Last time I checked, they had some old DR and Bishop's Barrels from St. Arnold's there.
And if you want a pregame, there's all those bars around Main Street. I love it.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a pregame.
Hey, we should go to Pastry War and just go get some expensive ass tequila cocktails.
Go to Bad News. It's a really cool place
too. I love Bad News Bar.
I know. They have a really, really good whiskey sour there.
They used to have this thing called a old fashioned, but it was made with coffee syrup. But they don't make it anymore, and it was so good. But I miss it.
Well, I mean, maybe we could do like a pregame pub crawl.
Pregame pub crawl. We go in, and it's Robo Rob, and we pass out.
You're too spicy, man.
It's too spicy.
So we're going to leave you with this track called We Move Together as One. It's Robo Rob's remix. Well, I don't want to say it's a remix. It's a song he made using Lucio from Overwatch's sound bites, and of course Lucio is like an EDM artist in Overwatch. Yes. You know, according to canon.
Okay. Yep.
He made a song using a lot of the samples, not only from the music but from Lucio's like voice. Mm-hmm. And it's really good. I play Overwatch with Rob almost nightly. I feel so bad for playing like a whore for Blizzard now. But yeah, this is We Move Together as One. We'll be back with the big show next time.
Big show.
And for myself, Ryan Andrea, good night, Space City. You just got to keep moving forward.
You just got to keep moving forward. Let's up the tempo.